I said, Matt, if you want a podcast, you're going to have to introduce it and clean up after it.
Oh, well, that's fair.
And by the way, we started.
Fucking son of a bitch. Before it was easy to tell what you meant.
That's why I hide it on this screen instead of putting it on the screen behind me.
Thank God I stopped talking about my huge dick. That would have been horrible.
You mean hemorrhoids? You were talking about your huge hemorrhoids.
No, it was huge dick.
Hemorrhoids.
Dick.
He pronounces hemorrhoids strange.
No, I pronounce them dick, not strange, you fucking idiot. All right, are you done tootling around?
Once again.
Oh, so you'll fix that problem.
Number two, that didn't fucking work.
Okay, well, let's get started. Number one, this is Three Easy Pieces. Roger is an asshole. And is also nicknamed VCR, very verbal, very creepy Roger. And with us always is our tech guy, who's having a little trouble. Bijou.
You can see that it has the potential to do something other than not work.
No, it looks very cool.
I'm wearing the wrong fucking headphones again.
I think it's nice, but it's also probably good that they, listeners, if any, don't listen. I mean, don't get to see what the fuck we look like.
You know what? We'll just save it up for a special one.
No. I'd like to see it, dude. Like I said, you could, you know, go online, YouTube it, and it'll show you.
I know, but I have a policy of not trying to waste your guys' time too much. At least not with the technical things. Like, I'll waste your time with my bullshit nonsense that I talk about.
Oh, come on, man. It's all part of the fun. I know how frustrating shit like this could be.
It's not easy. It's like when I told you, like, the cameras, they each have to be a different type of camera just because of Windows. I can find out what software works the best for that if you'd like.
I could probably YouTube it and it would show me.
Well, I mean, I should have tested the recording feature, and I didn't. I just plugged in all the cameras.
You fool.
You know, it's almost like a fable. You know, I feel like the subject of like an Aesop's fable, like the badger who brought his laptop to a podcast.
The Beezer and the USB camera.
Laptop, he brought all the same USB cameras. They didn't work. The second time he brought his laptop, he brought all different USB cameras and they did work. But he didn't know how to record. The third time, he brought his laptop
and
some
jam. It's your lucky time.
Third
time's the charm. Why people say that,
man. That's right. We'll do it next time.
Don't even put yourself down.
Oh, I won't out loud. I'll just beat myself up in my head.
Oh, that's good.
Proceed.
Well, we're going to be beating you up out loud pretty much the whole time. So we'll be aiding you.
So how are you doing, Matt?
I am doing fine. I am actually driving a rental car, which is actually one of the things I want to talk about today.
Is that your subject?
It's not that much rental car, which renting a car is now like so much harder than it was when I first started doing it. Like, I almost had to leave a blood test, you know? I mean, I asked for a toilet, but I was like, should I just pee in a bottle? Because I don't want them to store this shit.
Make you do some kind of like other paperwork for that. Oh, I'm sorry to use the toilet. That's a triplicate form.
You know, and then, but what I want to talk about or sort of focus in on is up.
I've got a funny story, though, about a rental car place.
Okay.
Okay, so I had to rent a car.
He's just going to go.
No shit. So you went to, hold on. Let me back it up. So you went to a rental car place to rent a car?
Well, yeah, you could be just going to return the car.
Oh, okay, fair enough. You went to rental cars. Okay.
So I go, and as you know, Matt, I'll wear a pocket protector at work.
There you go.
So the guy at the rental car station, the rental car
thinks
place,
you work there. Thinks
company.
You're a tech.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he makes fun of the pocket protector. He like is really out of social norms. Like, you know,
wait. Was he like a really big guy who had like fuzzy hair and like he would go like nerd?
He should have been.
That
would have been.
Rage.
So he made fun of it. He made a joke, and I'm like, hey, you know, pens break. I never have the problem. And when I returned the car, he had a pen in his pocket with a large ink stain.
Oh,
it was the universe punishing him. It was so awesome because it was. I returned it, same guy, big white shirt, big ink stain. And I go, hey, bitch, wish you had one of these. And I point to the pocket protector on my chest.
Karma is a bitch.
And he had this like moment where he realized he had made fun of the pocket protector. Because he was like, I didn't think those were real things. What? Like, and he wasn't doing like making like nerd with a pocket protector. You know,
no, he does the same thing we all do when we first meet you. What the fuck? is on your fucking chest.
Dude, if you hold like a lot of pins in your pocket, it would make sense.
It's his style. It's his style. Okay,
it's functional.
It is functional.
It's functional.
It is functional, but there's no reason you need to carry it all the time, which you do.
Well,
do you carry pens all the time?
I have a pen in my pocket, but I draw quite a bit, and I use my signature quite a bit.
Well, I have a pencil.
Okay, I carry this pen on me all the time. One pen.
Well, I have a pencil.
Audience at home, Matt just held up a pen.
I have a pencil.
Oh, because we can't see it because you can't record it.
I have a pencil. I have a pen.
Yeah.
I have a Sharpie. I have a highlighter. I also have several small alignment tools for the work I do because I have to align things.
No, you can name all of the things you'd like, but what I'm saying is you would need it at some point during your day, but not all the parts of your day.
Okay, yeah, that's why I don't carry it now.
But say when you go to empty out said pocket with all those items that he just listed.
Oh, it pops right out.
You just pop out the fucking pocket protector. That's one goddamn
thing.
Then
why not carry a toolbox with you? With everything you could possibly need.
It's called a fucking pocket protector.
I would rather just carry a fucking, hey, here's a big satchel full of tools just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case zombie apocalypse, I got a tool for it.
I will allow that, but only in the style of the where they like have the like one long strip of leather, and then when they unroll it, like all the little tools have like
hell
a little slot.
Yeah.
That's the one.
A fucking
that's
tool roll.
A tool roll.
Yeah,
we all agree that a tool roll is awesome as shit, right?
Yeah, well, especially if you're gonna do something like impressive.
Yeah,
like, if you're like see, you'll never see a plumber with a tool roll. They just
That's
got a
true.
Sack
That's
of
true.
Tools. Right. You ever seen an electrician?
Well, it'd be covered in shit, too.
You see some electricians with them, and they're usually the like guys that know what they're doing. They roll them out. They're
the Vampire Hunter? You know, yeah, tool roll.
Yes. Yeah. Surgeon? Tool. Or Civil War surgeon?
Yeah.
Tool roll.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. I'm totally not disrespecting.
I know. I jumped in on your topic, though.
No,
I'm
not disrespecting your pocket there. I just know it's your style. I know it's his style. I wouldn't say it's always there because he...
It's practicality, too, because I'm working, and I might be working one place, and I'll be somewhere else, and I have to bring this stuff with me. And rather than, you know, have to go back and get this stuff, I have it with me always.
Gotcha. I know. Okay, but after work, you don't need it. Just say.
So, okay, I've stopped carrying it, all right?
You know what's also interesting? Is I can't
record?
Get off this fucking... Fuck you, dude. I'm going to go anyway. You're never going to get to your fucking rent-a-car place. So, like, this whole Civil War doctor thing, you, like, said they're also one of the ones who would roll out the tool roll.
Totally.
Like,
tool
in
roll.
My head, like, I got, like, this idea that, like, this Civil War doctor, he rolls out his tool roll, and, like, you know, somebody who's got, like, a precision socket set, and he's got all these different size sockets. Do you think they had, like, different speed fucking saws?
Pretty much.
Like,
oh, yeah. No, like, I went to Gettysburg.
Like, this is my really fast saw, so I can fucking amputate a leg, like, in a second. You
Dude,
know?
They could have it in 3 seconds.
They had three
but
different
then they
sized.
They had like the enemy saw, which it's more of like a
like
5 second saw.
No, they had like several sized bone saws because you're not going to use the same saw to cut off a finger to cut off a femur.
Right, and bone saw actually was the same actor as the guy who played the Nerds guy in Revenge of the Nerds. Same guy.
Wait, he was.
Oh
in...
no, it was Randy. It was Randy Savage. I'm back.
Oh my god,
is that the guy that was in the Kumite movie too?
Kumite, you talking about anyway, Bloodsport?
I actually heard of a guy actually slicing off some of his fingers because he was so
I heard
quick.
That story. The
I don't know
the,
if it's true.
Yeah.
It's a legend.
I believe it. It's true in our galaxy.
Okay, so getting back to car and renting one. Uh-huh. What is it? I got a push button car. And
what
does that mean?
It's the car where you have to have the key on you somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's
so
what I
could
got.
Have it stuffed up my ass. I press this button. No, boom, car starts.
No one will ever steal the car from you. You That's just true. Have the key up your ass all the time.
That's what I'm saying. So what does this technology do besides, literally, was it like, man, you got to fumble for your keys and then you got to stick them in the ignition and then you got to do that whole turning thing? It's like, is this pushing this button really saving?
Yeah.
How?
Dude, I save so much time. My house is push button. I just doop. Come right in. I don't have to fumble for keys. I don't lose my keys because my key is in my head. It's in my brain, man. The key is in my brain. You cannot get my key because it's in my brain. Okay. Unless you can get my brain. You can't get my brain, can you?
Yeah, well, you never know.
I just
you can
did.
Give me
some. So
is there like a hole in the side of your head and then you kind of actually store the key
so,
in there?
No.
So just, statistically, does these cars get stolen less? I didn't do any research. I'm a fucking piece of shit.
Well,
they
I
do
just,
get stolen less, yes.
But
well,
they do
it's
get
more
stolen.
Complicated. I mean, you know, you don't you know, to break into something like this.
You
there's
like,
an actual, you know.
Would you like to know how it works?
Oh, God, that is the question, isn't it? I'm asking questions about it. I kind of want to know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So your car has a code, and the key has a code, and the codes have to match, right?
No.
But you'd have to think, too. No, I'm telling you.
Oh, I have to think? Okay.
Yeah. You'd have to think, why doesn't someone just have a device that can capture that signal that's obviously being transmitted wirelessly and use that signal to then break into the car? That'd be an easy thing, right?
Right.
They're having that problem with RFIDs, mm-hmm. where they have those RFID capture, you know, cloners, and they get the RFID, and then they use that to, you know, use the credit card.
Right.
Well, the car and the key, when they talk to each other, they say, hey, 7772. Hey, 7772. All right, next one. And they go automatically to the next one. Mm-hmm. So they don't, you know, have any type of function that makes them go to the next one. They just, when they match, they automatically go to the next one on the list. And so they just go through this algorithm, basically.
Oh.
So there are some people who have tried to figure it out and have guessed a few, but there are also people that have figured a way out to capture the key code, then tell the car, hey, I got the key code, and then it rolls over to the next code, and the key loses the code because it doesn't know to roll over.
Right.
And so then the key doesn't work, and they're like, hey, what's going on? So then they have to like go get their other key, and then the person can go use the code and steal the car. Mm-hmm. So that's been figured out. So now they're trying to figure out how to do that. So the next step is, since the remote isn't actually active, it's not talking back and forth, it's one-way direction. Mm-hmm. The car sends information to the key, and the key just sends out a number. Well, they're going to have to interact now. So it's going to be two-way now. So that's the next step, because somebody figured a way out around it. That's all it is.
Somebody's always going to figure a way. So, like, I still just don't understand, because you still have to pull the thing out of your pocket to open and unlock everything.
No.
What do you just
leave it in your pocket and you push the button.
Oh, so then I, like, fumble through my pocket.
No. If you have, I mean, I don't know if you have a similar system, but there's like a button on the door handle.
Yeah.
And if you, as long as you have the key in your pocket, you hit the button and it unlocks it.
Well, then I'm just kind of a Luddite and don't know. But it still just seems ridiculously like.
Dude, have you had to recall a locksmith for a car key not working correctly? And they have to like fucking either rekey it or like fucking, you know, regrind a key that works with your car? It's a fucking bitch. Keys can suck. Now, yeah. I agree, like, the electronic keys can suck as well, but
they're their own suctitude of problems.
Right, yeah. I mean, obviously, if the transmitter and receivers break, or, I mean, if that unit breaks, I mean, it's just something else, but it's modular.
But what happens if the steering wheel locks up? What the hell do you do?
Why would it lock up?
Well, let's just say you're parked, and you're like, oh, I just need to turn the thing, because a friend of mine called me up and said that, hey, do you know anything about these? I'm like, like, why would you think I know anything about these? Just happened to call like a week or two before this, you know, this whole thing. And he couldn't get the car started because of that thing or whatever. And then his thing locked and he couldn't get it unlocked. Like his steering wheel locked. So he couldn't push it to the side of the road.
Right. Well, he probably was running out of batteries in his fob. Because that actually happened with mine. The battery was running out and it kept like losing sync with it. And you had to hit unlock on it and then it would resync and the car would fucking start. But then you replace the battery and it's happy. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So just keep batteries on.
You know, my car too, you start it and it stays start. I mean, I can take my key, start it, throw the key in the house and leave and drive around. As long as I don't turn the car off, it stays, you know.
It puts a little bitch message on the thing saying key not present.
Right. But
it
it'll
won't stop the car.
Yeah. At least mine doesn't.
So as long as you keep it gassed up, you could, you know.
Yeah, but
you can't put
gas into it while the engine's running. That's one of those things. Well, you shouldn't.
You're also not supposed to be on your cell phone. You're also not supposed to be smoking. Plenty of people do those things.
Yeah, dude, that always aggravates the piss out of me.
You're not supposed to smoke and drive? Is that
a thing smoke when you're getting gas. You're not supposed to have the engine running.
I don't see that all that often.
I've seen it a couple times. And
I've
just
done
like, dude, what the fuck? Like, seriously, you can't wait 2 extra seconds?
Like, okay, like gas vapor is flammable to an open flame.
That is what is flammable. The gas,
but the
liquid,
like,
is not flammable.
Itself, I mean, it's not like you're putting like a fucking lit cigarette into your fucking gas.
Oh, thing. Yeah, I know.
And
I
the
know.
Little vapor lock thing is supposed to catch all the vapor. So,
yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't
you should
it
be right. cool.
No, I get you there. I mean, I completely understand. Like, hey, seriously, it takes a lot of fumes. You cannot drop a cigarette into gas and see all the, like, woo, like in the movies. I understand that. But at the same time, like, it's just like, you just couldn't wait, like, 2 seconds. Like,
dude, I can't explain
just,
it either.
Just in case.
You've never been hungover getting gas before, Matt.
Jeez. Yes. The last thing I want when I'm hungover is something that's going to dehydrate me further.
You know what I did see at the Costco gas station? I seen a woman, and I don't know, I still can't figure it out, but she went and pulled out her, you know, the she was gassing up her SUV, and she goes to take the gas pump out, and she fucking rooster tails that thing. And the gas goes straight up, and it just shoots up about 8 feet, and it comes right back down. She looks up for some reason, gas in her face. Oh. Fucking made it rain gas on her
Hilarious.
Face.
Was she a maniac? Maniac.
I just heard Jitterbug playing in my head because it was like fucking Zoolander. It was like Jitterbug.
It was like that, hands down, was my favorite part in that fucking movie. I was like, what are they having a Kasselin fight? And you're like, you know what's going to happen. But just the fact that, you know, like these guys thought it was, they're so dumb that they're like, yeah. It's just like that that basketball movie with Will Ferrell. Did you ever see that part? Where
oh,
like,
Semi-Pro?
Yeah, Semi-Pro. Where they start to do it. Oh, my God. There's this scene where they have this gun and you know at some point it's going to go off. But these guys keep like, ah, ha, ha, bang, 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 shoot their cocks with it. And finally they throw the gun and bang, you know, it goes way too many times, you know, but it was hilarious to watch. I can watch that scene
of the film.
I could watch that scene literally over.
What about the whole movie?
No. Like the straight man was Woody Harrelson and it just didn't.
I don't
remember this movie. What's
that's
story?
Because it didn't do well.
Yeah.
And the reason it didn't do well because it wasn't good.
It was supposed to be like, it was based on a true event too, when the NBA absorbed another league, and so they couldn't take all the teams in the league, so they were only going to take the best teams in the league. So all these like semi-pro players were trying to do their best so that they could be absorbed into the NBA, and it was based on
it's
that.
Just like baseball. I mean, it was unincorporated for a while, you know what I mean, and then slowly, so people started making these teams until basically. The government stepped in.
The larger basketball leagues absorbed.
With baseball, it was also.
Yeah. But I'd still like to know how this woman did, like, the fucking porn move and, like, finished on her own face with gasoline. Like, she was like a fucking porn star. Pulls it out.
Did she have it locked and didn't realize it? And she, like, you know.
Yeah, but she pulled it out, but she whipped it and rooster-tailed it. And I saw it because I saw this thing just shoot up. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, it's gasoline.
Well, you figure the pressure, so that would be the pullback.
But the vapor lock, as soon as, the way the gas pump works is there's a small electrical charge that goes from the gas pump to ground. And so it knows that. So as soon as it disconnects from your car, it shuts the gas off. And so somehow she maintained that short and then sprayed the gas up. Because that's how you know that Tommy Boy wouldn't have worked, where they spray the gasoline.
I'm a maniac.
Yeah.
Maniac.
Yeah, you cannot take the thing and push it back and spray it. You can't. That doesn't work because it needs to maintain a ground.
No, you actually have to take a plug out of any sort of like electrical appliance. You plug it into a wall, cut the cords, and then you just touch it to the end of the gas.
That's when we all got arrested. Anyway. So
what does this have to do with rental cars?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, the push button thing.
Push button thing. I mean, I'm over. It took a lot to learn. I guess it explains, you know, explains a lot, but it just seems like ridiculous.
Right, right.
Like I have no problem turning a key. It's.
I
do. But I also drive a shitty car.
Right.
That nobody want to steal. So maybe you know, there's some there.
You know, it's my dad used to always say, like, when it comes to cars, like, he always wanted to buy manual everything. Manual transmission, manual door locks, the fucking hand crank windows. Because it's less to go wrong, he would say. You don't want fucking automated shit. It's going to go wrong. Something else to go wrong. And I kind of ascribe to that. And then I see the, you know, your criticism of the little wireless key thingy deal. Because it is. It's something else that can fucking go wrong. It seems like it's, you know, technology for the state, you know, just for the simple sake of itself.
I remember
a dude I worked at like this pizza place with, and he had, it was years ago, so it was like he had to go and get like some specialized shit for this fucking car alarm, but he had like a touch fucking screen, like old school, like, you know,
yeah,
touch button screen that had like, you could fucking unlock his car from it, you could fucking start his car, roll his fucking windows down, all this shit. From this like humongous key fob that he carried around,
And I thought it was totally cool, but like at the same time, I'm like, so fucking what?
Go it's, out. What there, a waste of
go money. Out and fucking start your car yourself. Why do you have to fucking do that on a button?
And it's leading into my topic, which is the Internet of Things.
Oh, IoT, bring it, dude.
So, Matt, you're gonna love this because it's more useless shit that you don't want to understand.
Yeah.
And it's like these refrigerators that can Twitter. It's like thermostats that can go online. It's
Bro, I'm out of milk. Better go by the store.
There is a new refrigerator from Samsung. It has an app, and you can see what's in your refrigerator because there's a webcam in your refrigerator, so you can see what you're low on.
That's actually brilliant.
As opposed to just checking before you
leave. And you could finally find out, you know, whether or not the light stays on when you close it. Which I learned from Looney Tunes cartoons that that's a thing.
It is a thing.
So, like, your thermostat can be controlled by the internet.
Yeah.
You know.
Your thermostat can be hacked by the internet. That's we recently had a huge denial of service attack, which essentially
2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. What you do is, like, you know, the main hub of whatever communication, if you just overload it with connection requests or just with, you know,
even if they're not valid connection requests,
just like, it's like blowing a fire hose at it. And since everything's trying to, you know, go in, no information come out. So it's like jamming. So yeah, essentially they can jam these different nodes, and that's what they did. And one of the main culprits was these various hacked Internet of Things items that people.
They're using them like zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So say you have a router and you don't put a password on it. Somebody hacks your router and it's like a little mini computer. Mm-hmm. They can use that thing to start making other things do
things.
Send
out spam. They could turn it into a little, you know, mini email server, and they could rebroadcast spam. I mean, that used to be classically what a lot of these.
Yeah,
you
I was going to say, Jesus Christ. Seemed like, I don't want anybody controlling my thermostat. Why would they want to do that?
I think the exploit probably was, you know, shown by somebody who was just fucking around with it, but I'm sure that it's somebody else who's coming up with nefarious.
But there was a huge attack, and it took down Twitter.
Yeah, it took down a lot of sites.
It took down Netflix.
Level 3, I think, like one of the big networks got it.
Yeah, they think it was Russia. I think Russia is like just trying to see what they can do to
us. Dude, they're like busting their digital nut all over everybody. I mean, it is just like.
And you do know that if Hillary Clinton is like in office, she already said she'll like go to war with fucking Russia, basically.
I don't know if she said that.
She essentially said that she would stand up against Russia if they tried to take over Syria and different stuff like that. And if Russia was to oppose anything, she would stand up against Russia. So basically go to war with Russia.
Well, I mean,
even Trump was like, well, I try to negotiate it first.
Trump was like, I try to negotiate with Russia.
I would try to, she was like, I'd stand up against Russia and, you know, like, fucking go to war.
Fucking Putin's hand so far up his goddamn ass.
Whether I'm okay with that.
I mean, whether he is complicit in his being used as a tool or not. I mean,
they've got more nukes than us. We've been disarming ourselves. Yeah, they have more nukes
but
than us.
How effective is their infrastructure to actually, you know, send out those nukes? Those nukes could have been like not even. They may not even be functional. They may not, but they have the nuclear
material processed, and that's what's scary. Even if they have nuclear,
sell it off is what they'll do.
Well,
yeah, but dude, at the same time, you don't. Even if they have more nukes, you don't need many to fuck up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You could probably send 4 or 5 right over there and just fuck up some major shit, and like that's it. I mean, oh yeah, there's still be people over there, but they ain't gonna be living too pretty within like 500 miles of explosion. So I mean, you don't even if they have 27, you can blow up all the United States, and Canada, and all that shit. Like,
right.
Yeah. Well, that's my point, though. I mean, just they're. Russia's scheming something up. They're up to something.
Well, but that's why there needs to be a better, you know, more vigilant force. Actually,
my whole point,
keeping them in check.
My whole point is, you know, political rhetoric aside, is that we may go to war over an Internet of Things attack.
Yeah,
the Internet of Things may cause World War III.
Dude, that is
what I'm pointing out, though. The Internet of Things, all these cool appliances that these nerds are coming up with, may cause World War III.
Well, I mean, you know, pull it back. The internet is, it may be a cause. I mean, try and imagine any sort of facet of your life currently, much less any other American or, you know, first world, even third world countries without the internet.
What if we like just say, okay, no real war. We fight each other online.
Oh, I would love that.
That would be awesome.
Everybody plays Call of Duty, and we just
yeah, play. We just we.
Jesus.
What if that? What if, that's suck. How we do it, though.
I'd be letting everybody down. And then you can like
teabag everybody.
And then like so like digital attacks are okay, so you can like try to hack the game servers and fucking do whatever you can, and that's how we'll do it. Because it's like fuck these casualties and like all this other shit. Let's just do this shit online.
Yeah, you know, I can dig that. Well, but I mean, at some point, though, like, I mean, if you, like, start...
And then we're
hacking,
all Korea's bitch, because they're really good at video games.
Yeah, that is true. Well, no, they're good at certain video games. They're good at, like, if we're talking about, like, you know, they want to play StarCraft, then, you know, back the fuck out, they will trounce us. But I don't know. I mean, we got a lot of good, you know, first-person shooter players.
Yeah, we got a lot of fat kids who do nothing but play... those motherfucking games.
Dude, have you seen, I don't know what cable network it is, but now they're doing, they have like gaming, like this gaming sporting league.
Oh, when people,
esports kind of shit.
When you watch other people play video games?
Yeah.
That's
like
a thing.
And they got like announcers. It's like, it blows my
Twitch.
Fucking mind. It's, yeah. I mean,
but kids
want to
watch that. No, but I've heard of.
My daughter watches fucking Let's Play videos on kids' YouTube.
I want to be one of those announcers. Look at this kissless virgin. Look at him. He's zit-faced. He's going for some video game bullshit. Who cares? They're probably going to go masturbate after this.
Dude, it's all comes... I mean, dude, don't forget, we talked about that King of Kong mm-hmm. and that the Snake documentary where these guys were at some point legends mm-hmm. At some point for something. I mean, not really legends. I don't know if you call them legends, but like... People would like help him out. While
oh, Nibbler. You're like the snake. And I'm like, oh,
no,
Nibbler.
Called, I think the name of the documentary was like Taming the Snake or some shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Nibbler.
Or the
yeah.
King of the Snake or some
no,
shit.
No, it was
Taming the Snake. I yeah. Remember,
right. So, I mean, people used to kind of do it back then. So it's not too weird. It's just so readily available now. And now it's like, wow, I really want
to.
Like...
Well, dude, I mean, it's another micro economy in and of itself. I mean, you go into Twitch and you got like people who, you mean, you got like your cam girls who are like, you know, as opposed to these chicks doing porn, they are just hot chicks who like stream their games, but they also got a camera on themselves and
they play video games
and they play video games. And like all these, you know, nerds watch them and send them fucking money and buy them quote unquote gifts. You know, I mean, it's
cam models, yeah.
It's and
it's a non-sexual cam model. Yeah. One of the larger cam sites actually started a non-nude site because they're trying to cash in on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they've started a cam site because you know they were losing money to non-nude cam sites. So they've actually started a separate site. I think it's Chatterbait has started a yeah. There's a website called Chatterbait, Matt.
Yeah.
Think about what they do there. They chat and they bait. So
it's fishing.
Yeah, it's fishing. It's one of the largest fishing websites.
And you just talk about like what kind of baits you like.
Wow.
I like stinky bait.
You dirty dog. You may not be able to record anything, but you sure are there. So, I told you the whole time.
But that's my point, though, is that my theory is that the Internet of Things is going to start the next world war.
I think just as much. I mean, the possibility of our idea of what a quote unquote. I did it again. Hit me if I hit a quote unquote again.
Hit him. Hit him. He just said it. He said it.
God,
you can hit him.
It.
He said you can hit him if he said it.
I don't want to walk on my own.
But I mean, you know, our idea of what war is changes. I mean, after the last World War, we didn't have. You know, we do all these proxy wars, and so suddenly we have all these proxy wars. Now we don't even fucking have the dignity to do proxy wars anymore. We just do fucking drone combat and police actions, and you know, I mean, so. The idea of what war is constantly changes. So, I mean, it could be, you know, morphs into something else. Like
that would be.
It's going to be Terminator, dude. We're going to make robots. And that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to wipe our own selves out.
Whatever happened to Sears Roebuck? What did they cut out Roebuck, the Roebuck
yeah,
family?
Yeah.
That sucks for the Roebuck family.
I think it just, like, you know, simplified the name. And they wanted to get a softer side.
You
so.
Just yeah. Random thought blurb in your head.
No, I just remember Sears. It used to be Sears Roebuck, and then
yeah,
Roebuck just got fucked out of it.
And then there was a Woolsworth.
Well, they did have sort of a, yeah. a
Montgomery
Hun,
Ward.
They had like a Hun name, and you know, during the Second Great War, they probably like were like, well, that's too much of a Hun sounding name. We don't want to sound like one of them dirty Nazi. So get rid of that.
You know that the English didn't want to call German Shepherds during World War II, so they came up with the name Aloysians.
Really?
So they were calling German Shepherds Aloysians during World War II.
There you go.
Well, that's like, I mean, that's where
Freedom Fries.
That's where Dirty Nazi Beam Soup actually got its name.
Is that a real thing? Please tell me what? That's a real thing.
German bean soup.
No, I've never had German bean soup.
No, he said Nazi something.
I said dirty Nazi bean dirty soup. Nazi.
I was like, oh,
freedom.
Wow.
They didn't want to call them bratwurst anymore. They were calling them freedom meat tubes.
Oh, man. I was watching one of the Family Guys on Netflix.
Why don't we just call them freedom sausages? Because that'd be gay. Freedom's not gay.
They had a you backed out of that quicker than Godzilla out of Haiti, and it shows Godzilla like walking onto the beach screaming and shit, and everything's all fucked up, and he just like gets this panic look on his face and slowly walks backward. I couldn't stop laughing for like an hour. I was just like, oh my God.
Dude, you know, Family Guy has given us like, I mean, I know they get knocked in, and I agree with the South Park episode that knocked them about, you know, where they had little fucking manatees that would like move the little balls that somehow made their, you know, their little non sequitur jokes or whatever.
I thought they were dugongs.
Or dugongs, you're right. But like, you know, you mentioned that one. I don't think I've ever seen that. And then there's like
it's in one of the newer ones.
There was a cutaway before about Alien, and like the giant alien like opens up its mouth and the little mouse shoots out and it's like, I'm going to eat you with my little mouth. And it's just like stupid fucking shit like that. It's like
my favorite is the gay mailbox. Where the mail, he's like eating the mail. And he's like, I'm just kidding. He's like,
yeah, those stupid little fucking lame jokes are what sells it for me. I don't watch. See, that's what, like, South Park, I mean, I think they think, you know, every time we have a message, like, dude, sometimes you're just being assholes.
No, I agree.
You know, and it's just like, these guys are doing this. These guys.
I don't know, that PC principal storyline was...
Dude, it's even better this season.
No, and I've heard they've improved a lot of this. I haven't been able to...
They've, like, serialized, so it's like every...
Oh, yeah, they bring the whole season together, yeah.
No, and that's awesome. But, I mean, some of the things, the jokes they make to be shitty.
Yeah, but I mean...
You know, I mean, they're just being dicks. And right. With Family Guy, they're just... Dude, I don't watch Family Guy to think.
Right.
Because, dude, the fucking things are stupid, just like The Simpsons. Very stupid little, like, oh, we're going to learn something at the end real quick.
Yeah.
Just like South Park used to be. We're going to learn something at the end, you know? But it's still, like, dick joke here, blah, blah, blah here. That's what's... It's just fun. It's stupid
stuff. Well, I mean, it has to follow some kind of, like, you know, framework, and it follows the sitcom framework, you know? I mean...
Yeah. But, dude, like, I mean, there was an episode where he wanted to make a cartoon about ducks... And oh my God!
Oh, the tomato face.
Yeah, tomato face, poopy bottom, or some shit like that. And dude, it was the stupidest thing. And that was the whole episode, was them writing this thing, and then like Meg would suggest an idea, and they would leave the room and just whisper loud enough for her to hear.
That's like a writing session for Rat.
Yeah, that's pretty much a writing session for Rat. But like that kind of shit like kills me, dude. I would die. Like,
well, but you look at a show like Family Guy. It is a very strongly scripted show where they've knocked these scripts around. They've cut all the fat out and they've got it down to a science. Where you look at a South Park where they make it in like 6 fucking days and you get a raw show, which you get a raw animated show. I mean, it has its faults, but it also has that sort of like, I don't know. It has that.
And it's,
you know,
animated by Americans in America. They're like, not sending that shit to Korea to be animated.
And it's like fucking fast as shit how they get that fucking shit knocked out. I mean, it is amazing. And there is a huge difference. I mean, some would say there's a quality difference, but I would say it's like listening to like a really awesome like live tape, you know, one of your favorite bands where like it might sound shitty, but you like you just get like that real boot in the ass sort of like energy from it. And that's what I love about South Park is like there's a certain passion to it. That like, you know, encapsulates that feeling of like when you first get together and an idea is fantastic before you beat it up and you work on
that's
it.
That's a perfect
on it, work on it. You know,
band name. I just thought of it. Call your band Bootleg. And so you hear that bootleg.
Oh, I got this awesome bootleg from Bootleg. It was on their bootleg tour.
Oh, and then they call the album, because your first album's always named after your band. So you go, it's bootleg. I got this bootleg.
And they play it like bootleggers. And so like, oh, did you get that bootleg of Bootleg playing Bootleg at Bootleggers?
Oh, they wrote a song named Bootleg. favorite song on the Bootleg album from Bootleg is Bootleg. I'm starting a band. It's called Bootleg, Matt.
Yeah, well, go ahead and start it, man.
All of their songs are actually songs they've stolen from other countries.
Be really popular in Italy. Because they're Bootleg.
What the hell is your piece tonight?
I'm going to keep it simple, guys, and I just wanted to talk about zombie movies. Now,
okay.
I got to say that, like, obviously we're on, I would say, on the low end or the falling end of the zombie swell.
Hopefully. Let's call it a crescendo.
Yeah, it's ending. I don't
it's
know.
It's Walking Dead. Yeah. It's been some years now.
Yeah,
it was boom, Walking Dead and the crescendo.
Well, no, I mean, before Death Walking Rattle. Dead, there was, I think... what was World War? No, no, no.
World War Z.
World War Z. The book, obviously, that was like one of the earlier, in the swell. But also,
28 Days.
Zombieland. That was a phenomenon.
Yeah, but I preferred Shaun of the Dead to Zombieland for like
Zombie, yeah, Shaun of the Dead. So I mean, there's been great zombie films over the last 10 years. Yes, I agree. And other like the Walking Dead comic. I read it before it, was a TV show and it
Brag
was
much.
Phenomenal. No, I mean just saying that.
I got it. You're better than us.
No, it's
you can't
just
record
one of those,
shit, but you. Read The Walking Dead before anybody.
It was one of those lucky opportunities where someone had referred the book to me and I started reading it just in time.
Bro, I was reading it when it was called The Sitting Dead before they started walking.
it was good. This guy.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm sorry. Go ahead. We're just being dicks.
No, it's totally cool. Sorry. I wanted to talk about zombie movies because I love them and I always binge on them, in the Halloween season, and I did again. I've watched.
What'd you watch?
I watched both the new and the old version of Day of the Dead, or excuse me, Dawn of the Dead. I watched Day of the Dead. I watched Land of the Dead. So I did a.
Is that the one which one's the one with Leguizamo?
That's Land of the Dead.
That was a good one. Like that one. Yeah, I like really, Leguizamo though.
It was really good.
It was.
It had fucking. It was like one of the last good roles
for.
The
zombies started going underneath water. It didn't float.
Okay, The Pest was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Oh God, man.
It was so bad.
So fucking much.
It's Sean Connery's birthday.
Leguizamo was underused. He was not used enough, and I think that obviously he could still be used as an actor and stuff, but he had a time there where he was actually really funny as shit, and I don't think he got.
He had some specials where
he was like
good.
the brown Jim Carrey.
Whoa.
Or the
what if Jim Carrey's the white Leguizamo? Yeah.
Come on. He's like the lighter Damon Wayans.
There you go.
All right.
That one works. I accept. There you go. Good.
So anyway, yeah, I watched a bunch of them.
Charlie Murphy's the darker Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Charlie Murphy.
Oh, I love Charlie Murphy.
So
zombie movies. I watched the Romero ones I mentioned. I have a couple others that are like a little lo-fi zombie. There's one called Dance of the Dead, which is a zombies appear at a prom. It's cool. Let's see, what else did I watch?
You ever watch Fido?
Yes. I seen that it a while ago. Weird. That's a good one. Yeah,
I like that one. I thought that was good.
You know what I want to watch? I haven't watched yet. It's always on my list, but I'd rather watch old shit than something new. But Pontypool, that's one I've wanted to watch. Which is
I've seen that one.
Is it good? Is it zombie-y?
No, it's not zombie-y. It's like this. It's more horror than zombie, yeah. But it could fit in that genre.
Right.
Yeah, but it's like it's really cool the way they figure it out at the end. It's got a really good idea to it. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because that's the very premise of it is that it's passed on through an idea or like a notion.
Oh,
it's a meme.
It's a meme.
Once you have the meme in your head, you become the zombie.
Oh, that's kind of like The Pulse, was it? No, there was a science fiction-y horror film not too long ago. The same thing where it's like some...
Dude, they've had Stephen King had a book called The Cell was about it. They had a... fucking plant one where people were turning crazy because of the plants with M. Night Shyamalan fucking
Shyamalan? Yeah, that was
Happening.
Shyamalama ding dong.
Dude, and even if you think about it,
the trees were killing everybody.
The trees were killing everybody.
What happened to Shyamalan? He was doing really good and then all of a sudden
Devil, right? Devil, and then he did a recent movie that wasn't a Shyamalan-y movie.
He's like that guy. You just want, it's like, I want to like you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be your buddy, but then you do this thing.
I think what happened is he did Sixth Sense, and that movie is phenomenal.
I love that movie.
But he got, for his first big, first real film, he got too much adulation, and I think it just...
Yeah, and then Robot Chicken was making fun of him. It is a twist.
Unbreakable, awesome.
Yeah,
Unbreakable
was really good.
Hero story.
I liked Lady in the Water. I mean, that had a great cast. I liked it.
I like, dude, what is his name? The lead in it? Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Loved Dude, he's especially a good actor. End part when he cried about when you find out he's the guy. I was like, okay, I could like live with that.
No,
part.
I mean, he's
but
made
man,
good
that rest
films.
Of the rest of that movie was horrible.
What was the one at the village?
I like the village.
Yeah, that was interesting. Premise.
Even that was. I was like, all right, M. Night. Shh, other people are watching. We gotta calm down.
You gotta go somewhere else.
And then
you
the happening. Yeah, and then the happening happened. And the cool thing about the happening, like, there was a lot of cool visual stuff. Like people.
What if it was the
ladders and people hanging?
What if it was the what's happening? And it had like rerun and D. The what's happening?
Hey.
Yeah, but like a lot of cool visual stuff. But like when you find out it's the trees, you're just like, who the fuck cares? Like, dude, I like. Yeah, like, what, dude, I don't even care.
Trees are dicks.
Yeah,
always growing trees places. Beating me out of wood, dicks.
Oh so, yeah, so zombies.
Bringing it back to zombies. I do have some recommendations if you want to hear them.
I'm interested.
There's a decent TV movie sort of thing from the BBC called Dead Set, which is actually a zombie outbreak at a Big Brother set. It's really good. I recommend that. It was on, probably still is on Netflix.
There was that Wormwood show.
Wormwood was okay. It was okay. I'm trying to think what else. So that Dance of the Dead, I recommend that. I don't know where you get it. Scout's Guide to a Zombie Apocalypse is a good one of recent note. The Zombie Strippers film. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that.
I've seen that with Pamela Anderson.
Funny.
Yeah. No, that was horrible.
Yes, well, I like cheesy films. It was good.
Yeah, dude. You know what? I just can't get it. I mean, I've watched the zombie movies. I've watched them plenty, and I'm done. Like,
oh, there was a really good one. That was a French one about a zombie outbreak in a what did they call that? The it was on Netflix too. It's not on anymore. The Horde, I think it was called. It was a good one. It had definitely like a really kind of claustrophobic effect because it had like it would all happen in this projects type of building, the French equivalent of the projects.
Awesome. Les projects.
Les projets.
Yeah. No, just like I don't care. Like even Walking Dead, like. I was like, hey, when I saw, like, hey, they're living in a prison, I was like, hey, that's a really good idea. You know, that's really interesting. But then it's still just all this other drama and bullshit. I'm just like, dude, this is...
The real monster in the show is people.
Yeah. I know.
That was what was great about the comic, is that, like, the zombies were just a set dressing to the real monster. Which
Have you ever read The Crossed?
Yes, comic book. Fucking oh,
the
man,
visuals.
I was
in
gonna
that.
Bring that up. That's the guy who did Preacher.
Oh, okay,
Ennis, yeah. Garth Ennis.
Oh, they're making that new show, The Preacher.
Yeah,
they did. Wait. It's done. It's the first season's done.
I haven't seen that yet.
To watch it.
But The Cross is an interesting premise. It's like not only they don't like really become zombies per se. They get this like this rash
it's like
on their
a cross,
face. It's a cross
shaped rash,
and they basically lose their inhibitions and they do every fucking thing they want.
Kill
like there's a mother
rape,
that bakes her kids
eats,
and like
you know just cannibalism. I mean they just lose it, and there's this one scene in one of the books where you know the survivors are on the hill and one of their scouting troops has gone off and they saw a group of the Crossed and they're like standing around each other doing like some kind of like a you think it's a circle jerk and they're like laughing and think it's hilarious, and then you cut to them chasing the rest of the survivors and the Crossed are firing bullets at them. Well, what you didn't see was they had jerked off on all the bullets.
And
then
they
shot them, and then the people they shot got infected and went crazy and started killing it.
That's
just a crazy ass.
Yeah, because they don't lose their intelligence.
No.
They are just...
They just lose their humanity and inhibitions, and it just become, you know, just
And then
horrible.
They did like a Crossed like 100 years later. Mm-hmm. I think Frank Miller wrote that.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, and it's just like... So... Most of the Crossed have died off because you lose your inhibitions, but you also lose your ability to like picture the future. Mm-hmm. So then they don't think like, oh, it's going to get cold. I better find warm jackets and like wood.
So they don't think ahead. So they lose inhibitions.
They're just in the moment.
Yeah. So they become like most of Bakersfield. And,
nice.
Hey, bro.
But, so they lose. So it's like 100 years later and it's survivors and they have to deal with Crossed very, very, very like minimal amount because there's not very many of them left. And
it's very infective. I mean, I think the story of the
yeah, blood
people,
mucus.
It's a very infective, like and very quick, like almost like 28 days later.
Yeah.
With the speed at which it affects.
Yeah, it's like that virus, except they can use guns and tools and weapons.
They
drive
still have their human intelligence.
Yeah, but one of them foresaw this, and he created a band of like society amongst the Crossed. That they're able to sustain themselves.
Oh, wow.
And they like start to like he comes up with, because he was already a psychopath mm-hmm. before he got the virus.
So he was already managing those he sort
was,
of impulses.
Yeah, so he was able to deal with the virus, and he was able
he
to
was
set
like
up
a CEO.
Yeah, so he
He's
set
like,
up
a... Oh, Chief, guys, come on. We got to build infrastructure.
Yeah, so he did, and then that's what happens in the 100 years later. And it's weird because Frank Miller took this direction where he decided to like invent this pidgin English.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of like read it and like, what the fuck are they saying? And mm-hmm. they're like, you know, it's like very like fucking Clockwork Orange where they're like,
oh, I love that.
Vidi this and yeah. da 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 da. And like they're having this weird speak, like future speak. And but
you
then,
know, I'm a nerd, but I always loved that. I mean, the making up a language or you
oh
know,
yeah,
just,
like in Dune, that was always
oh,
cool.
Oh yeah, like the backstory, and when any kind of mythology does that, it's fucking awesome.
And that's what he did. And he pulled it off. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong. It's readable too. You can understand right. it. But they're like, you know, they're going around looking for supplies and shit and like old technologies
see,
and stuff.
That's like zombie esque though. You see, yeah. that's still like that.
Yeah, well,
it's
it all
like
borrows
that,
from each other.
Yeah, I mean, because that what is it? I Am Legend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was like, okay, so there's zombie people.
Yeah, well, they were vampires in the original I Am Legend.
Yeah,
yeah, vampire but they were like slow vampire. Walking.
Well, they
like I mean, remember that one scene where Vincent Price is trying to get to his car and he literally like there's a trail that he like.
Well, you're going the OG I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Masterson
yeah.
wrote it, right?
Yeah.
Richard
and
Masterson.
Like literally, like they, you know, they would like literally slowly walk towards mm-hmm. him, and he like would follow his trail. He'd be like, "No." And
yeah. Just imagine Vincent him. Price as an action hero. Like,
yeah, there was no action in
dude,
it.
Dude, he was old in his first. Like, I watched a House on Haunted Hill with him. He was old in that fucking movie, and
oh,
it's
no
an old
shit.
As shit movie.
Yeah.
Dude, I was thinking about it. And I was putting it together in my head, and I was just like, I think Vincent Price was gay. And so I got on IMDb, and I got on Wikipedia, and I looked it up. Nope, had kids. He was married.
Well, that's no
yeah, but I had this theory. I was like, I think Vincent Price was gay.
I mean, he may have had proclivities. Who cares?
He was a fancy lad.
Yeah.
No, and dude, you know, and he had that, you know, hello, everybody, and that's just weird.
Maybe he just talked that way.
Yeah, no, I know. He's
you know,
an awesome guy.
Some of those guys are effeminate, but not necessarily homosexual.
I thought maybe he was
yeah,
cool with it.
Your pocket, man.
I thought maybe Albert Hitchcock, too, because he was always like, good evening. And like,
no, he had a thing for the ladies, dude.
Yeah, I read that's this sure. recent
he
article.
Didn't have
that,
cock in his name, though.
What's her name from the birds? Tippy.
Hedren?
Yeah. He like fucking sexually assaulted her on the
yeah.
movie. Like she came out
there's
with
a
it.
Movie about it. It's awesome. It's great. He
really,
there's two movies. I forgot what the one was Hitch and the other one is
Hitch's dick.
Fucking casting couched
yeah.
her ass.
No, wow. but he would like, he obsessed over her and started like telling her, getting mad when she mm-hmm. wouldn't do certain things. It was just like, whoa,
eat this apple.
You know, I guess you should never stop being surprised, or you should never really be surprised when you find out like an artist is like some
or a person has sexuality.
Person. Oh well, yeah, that too.
It's like when you find out your parents are banging. Like, what the?
No,
fuck?
I know, but dude, you know what? I do art, I write and stuff like that, and I believe that you know, there's a lot of times where I just want to like, okay, I could just freak out right now, and everybody will judge me. But you know, it's when you learn how. Okay, just listen. Here's what's gonna happen if I. If I freak out right now, I exclude everybody. If I don't, and I let everybody go to their own conclusion, and eventually things will happen. But like, yeah, you just have to learn how to be like, okay.
But that leads to vampire. That leads to zombies, though. The whole zombie conversation is like, you have this inhibition. You have this thing that keeps you from doing that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this because I remember there was a conversation we're having in the writing thread that we have for Rat. And they were talking about how guys just catcall.
Mm-hmm.
I've never catcalled a girl before. Where yeah. I'm like, hey, baby, looking good. Nice boobs.
Yeah.
Nice boobs. Those
no,
are good
I can,
boobs.
I can say I have the intention. You know, when you see
no,
like,
yeah, you get that thought
in your head.
In your head.
Like, yeah, I do that. Or yeah.
Yeah, but you have that inhibition to not shout it, but yeah. I don't get it. Like,
well, I think it's like some part of a you know certain area of male culture in that you sort of is also can be a bonding thing, or it, you know is confused as a bonding thing with certain individuals. I mean, that's the other thing too, is that like just as much as the person who is you know catcalling is enforcing their will on somebody else by you know catcalling at a woman. They're also, in a way, trying to, you know, say something about themselves. They're either trying to reveal that, oh, hey,
I'm trying to I'm show real, this lady I'm over valuable. Here. I think her
I'm,
boobs
I'm a,
are great.
I'm a real man's man. I'm voice my sexuality by whatever.
I want to let this broad know that she's got nice boobs.
No, but I mean, dude, you know, some people subconsciously attract the crazy ones, and other people just like, I know what kind of chick I want. It's the kind of chick that would answer to a cat call.
Yeah.
And if that's the car, I mean, oh. like, and that always yeah. ends up like, you know, I'm it's sure like it ends up the call. Way it
no,
should end up.
I
like,
don't know, man. I think that cat calls are sort of, I mean, you wouldn't be cool with like, you know, somebody sitting on the sidewalk going, hey, guy with a goatee.
Look nice goatee. Hey, yeah.
Why don't you smile with that goatee,
no,
buddy?
I mean,
you give out free goatee rides.
Yeah, baby, look at that goatee.
But I've had, you know, crazy chicks be like,
it's sexy
hey,
like
big
a goat.
Sexy. You know, I'm just like, hey. How's it going? I mean, I get uncomfortable very quickly.
Right, but that's the whole point. It makes you uncomfortable, which is...
I've got the opposite effect, though, when I, like, if I go to a gay bar and a gay guy's like, hey, can I buy you a drink? I'm like, yes, you can. What are you going to buy me? It's like, I like the attention.
You get retarded. You're just like, hey, Dad, yes, that car's not like a chase.
I get, you know, attention's nice. It's just like, yeah.
It's validating. It validates you.
Yeah. So there are women that do respond to it. Because, I mean, I know if I'm at a gay club and a gay guy starts hitting, I mean, I get kind of like, hey, yeah. Yeah,
so now how
are you doing?
This is actually, okay, I actually got a story. I'm doing a Raj right now.
Okay.
It's actually happened to me.
Do it.
Okay, I lived in L.A., North Hollywood,
great
the
story.
Gay part
like
of North
it.
Hollywood, uh-huh. known as North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's two bars down the street. There is the Lodge, mm-hmm. and then there's the Devil's Punch Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't have many friends there. I just moved down there. I drive up the street, park my car in front of the Lodge, thinking like the Devil's, because I just looked it up and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just go to the Devil's Punch Bowl because I hear they got music, mm-hmm. maybe meet some people. I don't know. Go down there, get fucking shit-faced, walk up to my car, which is in front of the Lodge, which I am barely like, mm-hmm. you know, getting into my car should have been like the last thing in my mind. You know what I mean? This huge black guy dressed all in denim.
That's fucking, a look.
What is
Black
it?
Jay talking, Leno, huh?
Like denim, what is it? He's got a denim, what do you call it? Fisherman's hat. Denim jacket. What is it?
So he's gay, Leno.
He's like, I got these denim condoms I've been trying to try out.
Yeah, but he walks up. He's like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm like, hey, man, what's going on, dude? And he's just like, what are you doing tonight, man? I was like, dude, I'm just hanging. I'm getting fucked up over there. That was Punch Bowl, you know, just getting my ride going. And he's like, man, that's crazy, dude. Hey, you want to go in there and get a drink? And now I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been picked up on before by anybody, mm-hmm. by the way, or at least that I know of. Who's not a prostitute in Vegas? Anyway.
You have that problem too, Matt.
Yeah,
me too.
Okay. Yeah. The prostitute's, oh, the fat guy. You know he's going to want some. You know he's lonely. Anyway, so yeah. I'm like,
lonely,
I look over and there's these two guys in sequin dresses with Marilyn Monroe wigs.
Uh-huh.
Huh. And I look Classy. Over and now I'm confused. I'm like, hey, dude, I don't know if we want to go in there. That's not the type of bar for us two guys. You know what I mean? What, do we go back down to the Devil Punch Bowl? He's like, no, he's good. I'll buy you a drink. And I was like, dude, that's really nice of this guy. And I was like, well, that's really nice of you. And he goes, man, can I just suck your dick? And I was like, what? And then everything, like, you know what I mean?
Snap focus.
It's not even snap focus. I would call it when all the little drunk dots finally make
that little
weird arc and then make the connection on the side of your brain.
By Joe, I believe he's hitting on me.
Wait a minute. This isn't a straight guy. And then you're like, wait a minute. Straight guys don't ask you to suck your dick. Wait a minute. You know? This guy, you know, but he was like,
that's not necessarily true.
He was like aggressive and he kept saying like, come on, let me go suck your dick. And I was like, no, like get the fuck.
So what was it like getting your dick sucked by a guy all in denim?
Dude, heaven. No,
no, there's actually a category. They call it males who sleep with males. Or I think I have the naming wrong, but like when they're doing
homosexuals,
like,
I believe.
No, because homosexual is somebody who identifies as you know, somebody who is
in the black community.
Attractive.
It's called being on the DL.
Uh-huh.
Hughley? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but black people do call
what
it.
What happens
the
if you're on the Steve Harvey?
Then you don't like gays.
So
you don't like gays and you can't trust the atheists.
So I
you need
like,
some Jesus.
So I got a knife and I'm like, just like,
you got a knife?
I pull out because I don't know, because he was like, he kept walking towards me, trying to come on. And I was like, dude, get the fuck away from me. Don't fucking touch. I got a real proximity issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, don't fucking touch me. I get in my car. And then I'm just like, do, 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 start the car. And I'm like, drive. Guy fucking pulls up next to me at a stoplight. Come on, man, let me suck your dick. I swear to God. And I was like,
let me suck your dick for a cheeseburger.
And then finally I was like, yo, bro, like, and not that I'm in tears, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking gay. Don't you get it? And he's like, that doesn't matter. And I was like, it matters to me.
Wait, it doesn't?
Like, so this guy literally follows
me. No, dog, you can choose to be gay.
Guy literally follows me, but keep in mind, like, my poor drunk mind is like, you know, I'm not like fun drunk. I am not the angry.
But that's what guys do to girls sometimes, and that's why girls bitch so much. Well, no, I shouldn't say bitch. But that's why girls have valid complaints. I think I changed it.
No, that was,
about guys being fucking creepers, and me as creepy Roger, I don't do that.
Yeah,
but it's yet I'm the creepy guy.
No, yeah, I think you just say kind of creepy things.
Yeah, I just
do creepy stuff, like follow people.
Oh, no. I have this thing where people think I'm following them. And I've even had these moments where I'm walking in this direction. And I'm like, I'm going in this direction.
I'm
actually
going to the same place they're going. I don't know at the time that I'm going to the same place.
No,
I believe he could record this show right now.
It's like when I creeped out the creepy clown 3 Halloweens ago. Where I was walking downtown, there's this guy in a creepy clown costume, and even like he was wearing like a Wasco penitentiary, like, because that's where the creepy clown stuff was going on. So he's the creepy clown for Halloween, and he like looked back at me with a plastic knife, and he's like, yeah. And I'm just like walking straight forward, and I'm like, yeah, plastic knife, keep going. And he keeps walking, and he's walking faster, and he keeps looking back at me and looking over his shoulder, and then he just bolts off running. It's just like, oh. And I wasn't even in a costume. I'm like, I just creeped out a creepy clown. I'm like, I am creepy Roger.
You earned the badge that day.
Yeah. You are very creepy.
Did you like do like a little, just like a little finger kind of wave? Like not where you wave the whole hand, where you just sort of like twinkle the fingers?
No, I was walking and I was like, I'm going to go get beer over here now. And I'm just like dead set. Cause
did
I get
you
this
have like a pocket knife and you were like, you know, clipping your fingernails.
No, I wish I would.
Affectation at all.
That's probably what scared him. I had nothing on my face. Like, I don't smile a lot.
Wait, were you wearing somebody else's face on your face?
Yeah, I was.
See? You got to think of the details. You got to think of the details.
Just verbal creepy Roger, man.
No, but it was, I've had those moments because I've had moments where I'm walking, like, I remember in high school walking home and, like, a girl would be thinking that I'm following her and, like, would keep looking back at me and like run off. I had one time a girl go and knock on a door because she thought I was following her.
Do you stare at them when they look back at you or do you look away?
No, I just look forward because I don't make eye contact. Yeah, there it is. I don't make a lot of eye contact.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, dude, okay, listen. Next time you got to pretend you're looking at something else. That's just the way it works.
I think that, and this is, I think, a subject for a different time, but I think that there are certain people who have you know, maybe I'm projecting onto you, but I have a lot of uncomfortableness with other people. I'm very introverted. And
people pick up on it subconsciously.
Yeah, they do. And like, I don't.
It disturbs them.
I you know, I used to like try and measure like how long I look somebody in the eye so I get the appropriate amount of time. So it's not the too much amount of eye contact and not too little amount of eye contact. You know, I mean, little things like this were the inner monologue of me interacting with people. Don't look them in the eye too much.
Do you remember in high school when people would be like, hey, you mad dogging me?
Oh, yeah.
I would get accused of mad dogging people all the time because I'd just be like staring off in like a direction and someone would think I'm staring at them. Like, are you mad dog? I didn't even know what mad dogging was. And like,
I was constantly in my own world and I did have people say that. And I always assumed it was people just trying to start shit with the weirdo.
But that was a big thing in the 90s, mad dogging. So, are you mad dogging me? And
no, it's
just
still
like,
a thing today. I've heard mad dogging.
Yeah, but not
you
as much.
Well. Have a mad dog 40-40. Those are actually quite delicious at times.
That would be a good commercial for Mad Dog. It'd be like,
are you
mad dogging me?
Hell yeah, SA.
Good, because I thought I was out. it's like they just both
Mad Dog bringing homies together for like since 19 something something.
I like your glasses, Holmes.
You better get out of my fucking face unless you brought a Mad Dog to this place.
Hey!
Today's podcast brought to you by Mad Dog 2020. Drink responsibly.
All right, well, that's as good a place to end it as it ever will be.
Wait.
Oh.
I wanted to do a survey since, you know, Raj does the survey. What's best zombie movie?
Fuck.
Just name one right now. Name one that you appreciate or one that you just name one and throw it at me. I don't care. It's zombie-esque. It could be zombie related. It could be zombie adjacent.
Shaun of the Dead for me.
Okay. I love that movie.
I will go with Night of the Living Dead.
Which one?
The first one.
The first, the Romero.
There you go, the Romero.
Okay.
It's solid. Beezer?
Oh, man. That's just impossible. I would have to say probably 28 Days Later. I think that it was, genre breaking, and I think that it actually was quite frightening.
It definitely made the zombies more, more
scary.
Well, because they were running at you, which I was like, okay, running zombies. There you go. Now they're a threat. You know, it's before where they were like, I'm good.
Well, and it legitimized zombies too. Like, I mean,
it's something that could happen.
Right, right. It was like, hey, we're not just talking about like reanimating dead tissue. We're talking about like
live people,
like rabies type virus that like turns living people into fucking lunatics.
Yeah.
No, there was that movie Lunatics.
Right, and there was also a movie that was
the Crazies.
The Crazies, yeah. That was a movie.
They just nuked the town at the end.
What was the one? Spoiler. What was the one that the guy who directed Lord of the Rings did? That was pretty good.
Oh, Dead or Alive. Dead. Oh no, it had two different names: Dead or Alive and Brain Dead. Yeah, fantastic. He picks up the fucking lawnmower and just like,
there's the vicar who like kicks ass.
Oh
for the
yeah, does the kung fu
and he says, "I kick ass for the Lord."
Yeah, that was like out of nowhere too. And then you're like, "Yeah, he's gonna be the guy that saves everyone."
The fucking rat monkey that like, and that was
the Sumerian rat monkey.
Yeah. Bit the woman, yeah. Or they bit somebody on the thing at first. And they who was the
female lead?
I don't know who was it.
It was someone now. I want to say Salma Hayek,
as opposed to someone who's not someone new.
No, the actress that was the female
was female.
Was the, like an unexplained Latino in Latina in New Zealand.
Really?
Don't you remember
with the big titties?
Yeah, I think it was Salma Hayek.
See, that was like
I don't remember that. That is a while ago.
He also made Meet the Feebles.
That was
weird. That was a weird movie.
That was a weird. That was a weird movie. All right. Well, on that note, unless you want to talk about like our choices, I don't know.
Choices?
No, I don't.
Choices.
Don't question our choices, man.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. All like one or two of you, or you actually be sure. As far as I know, the only listener. I'm the Matt in Black. With me, as always, we got Beezer, very verbal, very creepy Roger VCR. Thank you for tuning in. Have a nice
last
night.
Last word.
Last word.
Last word. Last word. Last word. Last word.
Last word.